Okay, our friends. So today we're reading a story called The Collectors. This story was written and the art is also by Alice Fagan. And it's read today by Mommy and... By Mommy and...
Can I sit with you?
You may. What's your name?
My name is Can I Sit With You.
Your name is Can I Sit With You? Your name is a question?
No.
The Inquisitor.
My question is, can I sit with you?
You may.
And I'm your dog. You still have to name me.
I'm going to name you. If you're my dog, I'm going to name you Ruffles.
Can I sit with you?
Yes, Ruffles. Come and sit. Let's have a story, shall we?
Yeah, let's sit.
Let's do it. Here we go. On the edge of the forest, Winslow and Rosie were building an impressive collection of natural wonders. Their treehouse, nestled in a tall oak, was the perfect place to display their treasures. The two friends made the perfect team. Winslow was a fearless finder. She could climb steep trails and spot treasures hidden in the most unusual places. Rosie was a clever cataloger. She could identify countless plants and animals and skillfully sketch them in her field journal. Their collection was nearly complete. It had room for only one final piece.
It has to be something we've never found before. Something extraordinary.
So they packed their gear and they set off into the forest. Can you tell me what the things are that they put into their gear bag?
Compass.
A compass.
Magnifying glass. Binoculars. Collection jars.
Collection jars, yes.
Map. Water. Snacks.
Yes.
Shovels.
Ooh. Those are trowels. They kind of look like shovels. They're smaller, though.
Shovels, same thing.
Kind of, yeah.
Spades.
Yes, another good word for it.
I'll just call them spades.
Sure.
Spades.
Okay.
Field journal, art supplies.
Yeah, Rosie's.
Headlamp. Backpack.
Yes. So many great things to put in your backpack. Winslow led the way up the trail and along the creek. Rosie followed carefully behind.
That's it,
said Winslow, pointing to a giant gemstone. The jewel certainly was extraordinary, but it was
too heavy.
Oh, Rosie can't lift that. Nobody can. Look at how big that is compared to her. But it is a bright purple gem, gorgeous looking. I would say that looks like an amethyst.
Can't they just break a tiny bit off?
You know, you would need to have the correct tools to kind of take that apart. I'm not so sure they have them in their backpack. So, on they marched farther into the forest until it opened into a wide valley. Rosie noticed something poking out of the ground. She identified it as a Tyrannosaurus skull. They dug and they dug and they dug, but the bones were
too big.
Oh my goodness, indeed they are. Look at the size of that thing. It's easily 10 times the size of the girls. Wouldn't you agree? While the girls climbed to an overlook, the sun peeked through the rain clouds, and in the distance, Winslow and Rosie spotted a beautiful rainbow, but it was
too far.
There's no way they can walk over there and find a way to capture that. You can't put a rainbow on display anyways, right?
Yeah.
You can't put that in a jar. Back on the trail, they continued hiking through an old spruce grove. Rosie spotted a rare red feather from a woodpecker she had never seen. Quickly, she sketched it in her field journal and reached for the feather, but it was
too high.
Yeah, you can't reach that. Rosie was beginning to worry that they would never complete their collection. As Winslow dipped her toes in the lake to cool off, she saw something sparkling under the water. The girls dove down to investigate and spied a gold nugget, but it was too deep.
Let's keep going,
encouraged Winslow. The trail pitched deeply up the mountain. The girls climbed farther than they had ever before, past a rushing waterfall and up to the summit. And there, Winslow and Rosie found a deep, dark cave. Surely a mysterious cave must hold something extraordinary. And inside the cave, darkness surrounded them. It was hard to see anything beyond the dim light of their headlamps. If there was something extraordinary in the cave, it would be
too hidden.
And then they heard a growl. Let's hear your growl. And the girls both say, ah! Because what is it? What's there?
A giant bear.
It's a bear. Winslow and Rosie ran as fast as they could down the mountain, along lake, through the spruce grove, up past the overlook, up the valley, across the creek, and to their treehouse. What a journey. Safely inside, the girls put away their gear. The empty space on the wall stared down at them. Winslow's fearless finding skills and Rosie's careful cataloging had been of no use. They hadn't found anything extraordinary for their collection. The day was a failure. What a sad way to end a book.
Turn the page.
Do you think that's the end? Mm-mm. Winslow opened Rosie's field journal.
Maybe we didn't complete our collection, but you cataloged a rare bird species.
Rosie smiled.
True,
she said. She looked at the map of their forest.
And because of you, we explored further than ever before.
Winslow and Rosie decided to try again tomorrow when suddenly they were interrupted by a strange noise. The girls watched with wonder as three baby birds hatched from their eggs. Something extraordinary had been there all along, right outside their treehouse. And it was baby birds. Why, they could draw those and put them in that beautiful spot so that she would always remember. They would always remember. Right? Mm-hmm. And they are pretty beautiful little birds, aren't they?
You know what they could do?
What?
They could put a birdhouse in there and then those, or a bird cage, and they could put those three birds in there.
Yeah, the birds could come and go if they opened up the door. I like it. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, lovely birds. And that, my friends, is
yeah.
The end.